From Tidbits on June 17th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Following the recent addition of snippets to the keyboard-based launcher, Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.5.1 with a single notable refinement among a few minor changes. LaunchBar's new snippet feature originally enabled you to create plain text snippets with all snippets saved as individual text files. The update now adds the capability to format the text of a snippet with different fonts and colors by opening it in TextEdit and then selecting Make Rich Text from the Format menu to convert it from plain to rich text. Stairway Software has updated Keyboard Maestro to version 6.0.1 with a number of corrections following the Macro Utility's recent major update. Among the more than 25 changes, Keyboard Maestro 6.0.1 fixes several issues related to trigger by name, including an inability to restore items after all items are filtered away, weirdness when tabbing through the All Controls keyboard preference, and a change to the Command Option Number trigger to edit the selected macro. The release also turns off spell checking by default in all text fields, corrects a problem with finding an image's location if a second monitor is placed on the left, and fixes a memory leak in the Windows switcher. Redlex has released Millel 3.2 with the addition of hyperlinks and enhanced language support. The word processor now enables you to link to a web page, email address, or a local file, and it produces live, clickable hyperlinks in Word, RTF, and PDF exports. It also has options for searching for and within hyperlinks using the Find panel. The new language improvements enable you to set a language within a style, as well as switch spelling dictionaries with or without language synchronization. Other changes include improved support for Text Expander auto-capitalization, added capability for assigning the default template in the template's browser, support for Retina displays, returned baseline support for Math Magic, and a fix for an issue where the insertion point would disappear next to a wrappable inline image. Apple has released Airport Utility 6.3 for Mac, which adds compatibility for the just-released 802.11ac-enabled Airport Extreme and Airport Time Capsule models. If you don't have the new hardware, there's no reason to get the update. Concurrently, Apple released the Airport Base Station and Time Capsule firmware update 7.7.1, but is available only for the new 802.11ac base stations, resolving a rare problem that could cause a connected hard drive to become unresponsive. Finally, version 1.3 of the Airport Utility for iOS has also been released, but it's another one to skip unless you have one of the new 802.11ac-enabled base stations. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.